News Talk Saturday.
Joining me in studio, he was originally to talk to me about rental controls and the scale of rent increases in Ireland. That's Eoin O'Brien, who is the Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing. But before we do any of that, Eoin, would you like to talk to us a little bit about what's happening with this US-Israeli attack on Iran? Do you have anything to say from a party point of view on this? It's obviously very early days. The details are murky. But what is your reaction to what's happening and what the US president is doing?
Well, first of all, it's deeply concerning and it has the potential to create even greater levels of instability in the region, including in the Middle East. There's real potential for spillover into further violence in Lebanon, in Syria, in Yemen, etc. And I think for a lot of us who are watching this from afar, I mean, it's only 24 hours earlier that the foreign minister from Oman had indicated that there had been some progress in the US-Iran talks or negotiations. So why this intervention at this point by Israel and the US? It is very, very hard to understand, and it's certainly not in the interests either of ordinary Iranian people or others in the region. So obviously our view is these types of attacks don't assist, they need to end. And the issues around Iran and the regional stability or instability have to be resolved through negotiation between impacted
parties. And is President Trump correct when he says, or if he does say, does I have to go through all the statements, but if they're seeking regime change in Iran, you may not agree with the methods, but do you agree with that general principle?
Well, first of all, that's a matter for the people of Iran. And I get very nervous when I hear US presidents of any kind talking about regime change, because when you look at the history of those kinds of interventions, all they do is produce lengthy cycles of violence and instability. And of course, we can think of Syria, we can think of Libya, we can think of Iraq. None of the so-called interventions by the US to achieve regime change there were of any benefit to the people who continue to live with instability and very serious levels of violence.
Okay. Let's leave that for the moment, park that, because you're coming in to talk to us about something entirely divorced from all of those events. That's the Residential Tenancies Act 2026 and what it may do to rental prices, but also conditions for renters. So before we get into the price increase, which there's a lot of controversy stirring around this area, presumably you welcome all the other elements, including long-term leases, more protections. All of those are good things that you've been calling for personally for many years. So on that front, at least, you're pretty happy.
Not at all. The idea that you should give different groups of renters different sets of rights is utterly perplexing. Not only is it unfair, but it'll be very, very difficult to communicate, even harder to understand and impossible to enforce. So renters' rights will be completely different if you remain in an existing property, if you start renting in the property of a small landlord, start renting in the property of a large landlord, or if you're a student renter. That is not the way.
But you'll have a six-year protection. That was not there before.
Well, it depends. So, for example, if you remain in your current property, you will have no additional protections. If you start renting in the property of a small landlord, you can still be evicted. The grounds just are slightly more restrictive. And yes, if you're a tenant in a property of a large landlord, you have greater protections. But also, if that large landlord sells the property to a smaller landlord, then your protections weaken again. Rent regulation only works when it is simple, it is clear, it is fair, and it treats people the same.
But it's worth reminding,
it's absolute dog's dinner of this, and it's not going to benefit
the
majority of renters.
But it's worth reminding listeners where we've come from. Simon Coveney brought in rent pressure zones several years ago. We had nothing like that before this. So we have made, we being the state, massive progress. I know you're not happy with where we've landed, but the thing has changed radically from a few years ago. That's just a fact.
Well, the one thing that has changed is it has never been more expensive and less secure to be a renter. Simon Coveney's rent pressure zone legislation was really badly designed. We warned him at the time on the floor of the Dáil, and I was there and voted against the RPZs because it is a bad form of rent regulation. The only thing that has happened to renters over the intervening decade is rents have now increased by, in some cases, 100%. And more tenants are getting eviction notices by the quarter. The most recent data from the Residential Tenancies Board shows a 34% increase in eviction notices on the previous
year. And Deputy,
year. So it's renters are worse off today.
Your party made
changes.
A fair bit of political capital, or sort of spent a little bit of capital on this IRES statement of investor phone call where, you know, they were effectively saying that some of these rents are going to go up by the rate of inflation over a period of time. And they said some of the rents will be reset because they say nearly 20% of their portfolio is below market value. Now, do you honestly believe that property companies, landlords, small or large, are going to want to come into a market and supply stock of accommodation if they're coming in at 20% below the market rate? Do you believe that economically is feasible?
Well, first of all, Irish REIT is an enormously profitable company.
Sure.
And therefore, it is already making sufficient profit. And I have the report here in front of me. What they're actually saying is, as a consequence of the government's market rent reset over a number of years, they're going to be able to increase their rent roll by 25%, an extra €21 million. What does that mean in terms of the average additional cost for the renters?
But that's over
impacted?
10 years, right?
It's actually over about 7 years, which
okay, well,
is broadly in line with our analysis. But if you're one of the renters who gets hit by that this year,
sure,
right, or next year, the actual additional rental cost to you, based on the Irish REIT report here in front of me, is almost €6,000 a year. But also, Irish REIT are slightly unusual in that their turnover is slightly lower than the overall rental market.
But what landlord would provide accommodation below the rate of inflation? I mean, you'd be you know, economically ruinous to do that.
Well, first of all, it's not about below the rate of inflation. Keep in mind, Irish REIT today is profitable. The idea that they should be able to increase rents for new tenants from Sunday by 25% or more and hit people with an extra €6,000 a year in the middle of a cost of living crisis is utterly unacceptable. Renters should not be paying the price.
But presumably one of Sinn Féin's objectives is to increase supply as well, right? That's presumably an objective you have. So how would you increase supply if a large part of the market is below market? How would you get extra supply into when they're already being suppressed? I don't understand that.
First of all, these companies are profitable, but that's not the issue. Where are the big supply deficits in our housing system? The big supply deficits are social housing, affordable housing, and private for purchase housing. In our alternative housing plan we published September before last, we set out how you would dramatically increase the supply of social, affordable, and private for purchase homes. A third of the people living in the private rental sector should be in social housing. They're trapped in a private rental sector subsidised through HAPRAS or rent supplement. We have 88,000 people over the age of 55 in a private rental sector facing a cliff edge when they hit pension age. So the solution here isn't to do what the government is doing, which is allow institutional investors to build smaller, darker apartments and charge rents of €3,500 a year. It's increase and accelerate the delivery of social, affordable rental, affordable purchase, and private for purchase homes. They're the solutions, not this idea that you will hit renters with tens of thousands of renters with thousands of euros of additional rent a year in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Renters cannot afford this, and it's not the solution. It's not going to increase supply.
The ESRI issued a report last year where they said this type of thing was the solution, that rates needed to be reformed. Did you disagree with them at the time?
I do. And the reason why is because the types of institutional investors we're talking about are not going to start investing, even with these changes, in most parts of Ireland. They're only going to come into the docklands of Dublin. They'll come into expensive areas like Sandymount and Sandyford, maybe the docks of Cork. What we actually need is huge volumes of public and private homes at prices that people can actually afford. That's not what this is going to deliver. All it's going to do is punish up to 60,000 new renters every year with additional rental charges of between 3,000 and 5,000 euros more. That is not a solution. The housing crisis, more social, affordable and private for purchase housing is.
Deputy Brent, I'm going to leave it there. Sorry, I had to cut it a bit short because of events globally. That sometimes is just the nature of the beast. So thank you for coming in this Saturday morning.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. News Talk Saturday.